Transportation and Modal Subcommittee will now come to order. Margarita, please call the roll.
Chair McFarland?
Here.
Vice Chair Fabricio, excused. Ranking Member Hinson, excused. Representatives, Andrade?
Here.
Arrington?
Here.
Bankson?
Here.
Wasabi?
Here.
Edmonds?
Present.
Escamani?
Here.
Esposito?
Here.
Harris?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Mello?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Nixon? Porras?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Stark?
Here.
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thanks, Margarita. Members, good afternoon. I want to welcome you to our first meeting of the Transportation and Modal Subcommittee, the best committee in the Florida House. I'm really honored to be serving as your chair this session. It's a new subcommittee, and I've got a fantastic team in Vice Chair Fabricio and Ranking Member Hinson, who aren't here today, but I'm sure they're as excited as I am, and they agree that it's the best subcommittee. We've stolen Meredith Hintlewood to serve as policy chief from the Commerce silo last session. Margarita Mejia will be keeping the wheels on the bus as our administrative lead. And our analyst team will be Stephanie Johnson, who many of you have worked with in the past, and Anna Grace Lewis, who's coming to us from the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to round out the transportation knowledge for us on the policy side. Speaker Renner has reorganized the committee structure for this session to create the infrastructure silo, under which we are one of three subcommittees. One is focused on Florida's water resources, one on conservation and resiliency, and we're focused on transportation. And that's by design. The three legs of the infrastructure stool balance one another. We may decide that we want to connect and pave all of Florida, but the Water Quality Subcommittee will make sure we don't violate our precious water table or endanger coastal resources, and conservation is going to make sure that we ensure our green space, wildlife, and natural ecosystems get a voice. As for that voice, I know that as we speak to one another throughout this session in committee and later on the floor, our committee staff and members of public that come to talk to us, that we'll do so with the professionalism and courtesy that our state expects of us. If we disagree in this committee, and I hope that we do, to push our ideas and challenge assumptions, I ask that we all remember that each of us speaks with the voice of 180,000 constituents back home who have chosen us to be their representative. We each come from a district with different people and very different geographies from really one end of the state to the other. And we're term limited to have that voice across a maximum of 8 years in this body, which is an incredibly short timeline when overseeing Florida's long-term future and transportation projects that we are unlikely to see come to fruition during our tenure. We are not only a newly formed committee, but we're also young tenure-wise. I think we have the most number of freshman elected members on a subcommittee. And that also is by design. The speaker's hope for the subcommittee is that we plan big for Florida. And we build a transportation knowledge bench in the Florida House that will outlive our tenure, so that when you freshmen are in your senior term or have gone on to other public service in your life, you're bringing the knowledge that we'll gain this session and next session with you to advocate for the future of Florida. In that vein, Chair Payne is graciously joining us today, and I think I'll turn it over to him to share a little bit of his thoughts about our committee.
Well, thank you, Chair McFarland. Members, I wanted to come today to share some thoughts and structure of the vision of Speaker Renner as he's created the Infrastructure Strategies Committee, the subcommittees focused on transportation, the environment, water policy, as you know. Speaker Renner has a great love for Florida. And I can tell you, this vision of his that he's been talking about for years will give us an opportunity to continue to move Florida in the right directions, we do believe. So as you stated, Chair McFarland, the state's experiencing unprecedented growth, along with those the great benefits of growth, of great economy, come those challenges. And the challenges of maintaining qualities of land for adequate for productive needs for farmers and ranchers, improving water quality and quantity while preserving wetlands, estuaries, lakes, springs, rivers, are a big challenge. It's vital that we evaluate the proper right-of-ways for roads, gas pipelines, transmission, and growth of new communities as we have a city the size of Orlando moving to Florida every year. Representative Escalante, I see you nodding. You're well aware of how big Orlando is, I'm sure. These subcommittees will work on sound policies that recognize the needs for continued growth while protecting and creating strategies and concepts that include environmental improvements, protecting both land and water, addressing transportation improvements, roads and highways, maritime growth, seaports, inland seaports or inland ports, even airports and railways, coupled with the opportunities to continue to focus on improving Florida's water quality and quantity, preserving Florida's rich agriculture industry while protecting and improving natural resources through conservation and resiliency. So the term conservation and resiliency, if I were to ask everyone to bring a definition in tomorrow, they would all be different. Everyone has their own concept and perception of what those mean. But I think what we want to do is continue to focus on our values for even our personal beliefs and opinions on those definitions that will help us strengthen Florida's habitats, understand and adapt to what we know as the new wildlife corridors, as well as evaluate locations for building new communities that are sustainable and finding the synergies and those efficiencies in infrastructure that will have less environmental impact, but yet they're needed for Florida's growing economy and part of the long-term vision. So I know that I'm honored to be part of the Speaker Renner's vision for infrastructure for the state. I'm sure and hope that all of you will be. We are kind of the cusp of starting a new long-term continued process to make sure Florida continues with the values that we want for our children and our grandchildren without having controlled growth that affects the pristine nature of our state. And the last thing I really wanted to say is that Speaker Renner has assembled an incredible staff for us. We have, as you heard Chair McFarland say, we have a staff that's probably the envy of many staffs throughout the Florida House. So make sure you're using those staffs and talking to them. They are the experts. They are the professionals that help us form and shape policy as we move along. And I'm just encouraged that the Speaker has put these committees together and encouraged by the fact that you're all here today and that we'll have some good things to come out of it. So thank you so much, Chair.
Thanks, Chair Payne. It's clear we've got a lot of work ahead of us, and I know I'm excited at least. Let's turn now and go around the room and introduce ourselves. And in addition to where you're from and your district, if you've got thoughts about transportation or experience or your biggest pain point as you travel here, feel free to share and add some color to our round the robin. And I think let's start with Rep. Nixon today.
Sheesh. Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be here. I'm State Representative Angie Nixon, located in Florida House District 13, Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville Jaguars, Super Bowl champions, 2023-2024. You put me on the spot. I have to think about the transportation question. If we can circle back around, Chair McFarland, but I'm happy and honored to serve alongside you and your leadership.
Hello, everyone. It's such a pleasure to share space with you. My name is Anna Viescamani. I'm proud to be the state representative for now District 42, the Fighting 42, in the Orlando area. So for those who are familiar with Central Florida, my district is home to parts of the city of Orlando, Winter Park, Belle Isle, Edgewood, Maitland, and the historic town of Edenville. And as Chair Payne alluded to, Orlando is ever-growing, and we have some serious transportation challenges. I think in many of our metropolitan areas, traffic is the biggest complaint we hear from constituents. But it's also just the never-ending growth without a long-term strategy or plan. And with that said, Orange County actually tried to do a transit tax for transportation that did not pass this past election cycle. So we also have concerns around funding of SunRail and other types of transit options. And I think another hope for me in this committee is a conversation on electrification of vehicles and the infrastructure and supporting electrification of vehicles. We've seen many of our cities embrace electric vehicles, but of course, that comes with the need for greater infrastructure. And so looking forward to serving in this committee, Chair McFarland, and I'll pass it to my colleague, Representative Mello.
Thank you, Representative Escamani. I can't believe I have to follow up after her. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Representative Lauren Mello. My district is 82. 82 is Southwest Florida. I also cover 100% of Hendry County. So being a prior business owner in the trucking industry for 20 years, of course, this committee is a huge interest of mine, and striking a balance as well is a huge interest. Having all of Hendry County means that I have Lake Okeechobee. I have a huge agricultural footprint within Hendry County, and with redistricting, I just picked up Everglades City. So Everglades City is obviously very rural. We also are very concerned about making sure that we continue to watch and protect the wetlands, our conservancy areas. So that's important to my district as well. And living in Naples, traffic I-75 is awful. We hit Sarasota. I'm going to talk about yesterday. It was a marathon drive. Sarasota, then you hit Tampa, then you hit Ocala, and your drive can go from 6.5, 7 hours to 10 plus hours on I-75. So I'm excited to be here. Looking forward to Chair McFarland's leadership, and thank you all.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Fabian Basabi. I represent District 106. That's Miami-Dade County, east of Biscayne, and then Aventura back to Miami Shores. This might be the committee that I know the least about, but I'm really eager to understand all of your districts and their needs and see how I can learn from you and put all of that into play for improving things for my district and working alongside of all of you and educating myself as much as possible. I know that you're all familiar with, I guess the heart of my district is Miami Beach, and we've had a huge influx of new occupants, and we're heavy on tourism, and I know we have a lot to consider. So I don't think I'll be reinventing the wheel, but I'm looking to understand what works and putting that into play and doing my best. So thanks for having me here.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Representative Rita Harris. I am very honored to represent South Orange County in amazing communities like Lake Nona, Hunters Creek, Meadowood, South Chase, Taft, and Dr. Phillips. When I was knocking on doors over the summer, number one issue is traffic. Traffic, traffic, traffic. Two words for you, I-4. It's pretty tough out there. So I'm looking forward to finding out ways that we can solve the traffic issue, ways to boost public transportation, and how an increase in public transportation can really work side by side with the other subcommittees to help preserve our beautiful natural Florida. Like other people have said, thank you, Chair McFarland, and I look forward to working with everybody.
Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Arrington. I represent District 46, which is in Osceola County in Central Florida. I echo my colleagues, Rep. Harris and Rep. Escamani, that the traffic is horrible. Parts of my district have been rated the worst commute in America. I do love transportation and have some experience. I used to work for Team Florida, which is the Transportation and Expressway Authority membership of Florida, and I never thought transportation would be so exciting, so I am definitely looking forward to it, and I'm a big fan of Chair McFarland, so I look forward to working with her.
Hello, I'm Paula Stark. I represent District 47. I'm just the next-door neighbor to Kristen. Osceola County and South Orange from the 417 down. And obviously we have all addressed the same issues because we're all traveling those same roads. Our area is like the third fastest growing area in Osceola County. And with that, we have growth that's just almost out of control. And we don't have the roads to get our people around, so they're sitting in traffic and they're fussing at us. So we are trying to get our heads around, you know, what is the best form. form of moving forward for everyone. And I know everybody in a lot of the different areas in the state are experiencing the same issues. So I look forward to working with everyone to see what kind of things we can do to move forward. And thank you, Representative McFarland.
Thank you, Chair. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm David Smith. It's my honor to represent the people of House District 38 in Seminole County, which is about 15 minutes northeast of Orlando. And I do have I-4 that runs through my district. This is, and the members will know what I mean, but I used one of my asterisks to be on this committee because we're going to address some issues through the chairman's leadership in particular on how shall we grow as a state. And I wanted to be on this committee because I think we're going to address some real important issues. We all know traffic, but it's also about our airports and it's about our seaports. You know, some of the issues that we talk about, you know, 17% of our national gross domestic product flows through a Florida port. And we've all seen the price of fuel and the price of food go up because price of diesel goes up. Who uses fuel? Who uses diesel? Truckers and farmers. And those are impacting people in my district throughout the state also. And it's that last mile of delivery oftentimes that becomes problematic. And how do you ensure the free flow of goods and services? I believe so. Those are some of the issues that we're going to take on. I think this committee is going to evolve, especially under Speaker Renner's bold view of transportation and other issues, and we're going to play a key role. So again, asterisk to want to be here and happy to be a part of it. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alex Andrade, the state representative from House District 2, the farthest west district in Florida. It includes the famous Flora-Bama Lounge. That gives you an idea of where I'm located. Pensacola is the home of the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and some of the most beautiful beachfront in the world. But I'm excited to take off on this journey with you, Chair. I think this new silo and this Transportation and Modals Committee especially will help pave the way towards not only keeping Florida on the right track, but also bridge the gaps we see in our long-term planning for our future. But sincerely, I think we're a young state in the grand scheme of our nation. But at the same time, it's been 50 years since we've developed a new transportation corridor in the state. We're at a unique point, an inflection point in what Florida will look like in the next 50 years. And it's exciting to be able to play a small role in what that will be. So thank you, Chair.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Esposito. I represent District 77 in East Lee County. I border Rep. Mello on one side and Rep. Botana on the southern side. And constituents in my area travel anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half each way to work. So transportation and traffic is vital to my community. In addition to, I'm excited to serve on this committee for the long-range planning that is intended and making sure that not only we're still working on these issues 8 years from now, but that we're continuing to leave a legacy, so we're planning for growth appropriately.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Kayan Michael, and I am so honored to represent District 16 from Duval County, Jacksonville, the Jaguars, that miraculously are doing something. I'm not sure exactly what. Sounds like we're going to be doing something good this year, this season. And my district encompasses Jacksonville Beach, Neptune Beach, Atlantic Beach, and Mayport Naval Station. And like so many that I've heard today, we are challenged with the infrastructure within our city as far as public transportation. If you do not have a car, you just will not get around. Also, we're challenged with wetlands. I have wetlands that behind me. And just protecting those wetlands and not having them taken over, which I'm not sure how much that goes into this because I'm new here, but I'll put that out there. And I'm grateful for the ports that we have in Jacksonville, and I'm looking forward to utilization more of the ports and shipment of goods coming in through Jacksonville and through Florida. and increasing that. And so I'm here to learn, and I'm honored to serve with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Representative Juan Porras. I represent Florida's 119th district. That's Southwest Miami-Dade, portions of West Kendall, Hammocks, Country Walk, and Richmond West. I echo the feelings of my colleagues. I know anyone in Miami can tell you they spend more than an hour in traffic every day going both ways. But my district, and specifically, I don't hold any municipalities in any part of my district. So we suffer that consequence even more so for lack of public transportation, lack of any sort of infrastructure from our state. So I'm looking forward to see what we can do to address that as a state and make sure we all of our residents are attended to. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair McFarland. My name is Doug Bankson, and I serve in District 39. We are in the center of the state, Orange County and Seminole. We go from Winter Garden and Groveland all the way up to Longwood and over to Mount Dora, but I'm right in the center there in Apopka. Served there for 6 years as in the City Commission, and one of the things I'm excited about here, something that we've dealt with, is we have the converging of bike paths that are going across our state, and it's just such an opportunity for health and well-being, both physical, mental. And this is part of the multimodal function that we're looking at all these different aspects. For me as well, I'm also an aviator, and I think that our emerging technology when it comes to VTOL, which is vertical takeoff and landing, eVTOL, which is electric, these are all just coming upon us in a rapid fashion. And so as Representative Smith was saying, looking forward to how are we going to be served in the next 50 years ahead of us, that we have an opportunity to do that, as well as obviously our vehicle traffic, working together with all the multimodal opportunities. So I'm excited about that and excited to work together with all of you. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. That was my best round robin intro of the day. So thank you for sharing so much. I think with our long-range vision in mind, I'll shift to what this session will look like for us. We'll be hitting the road to look at how we invest. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot two more of you. Sorry, my apologies. Rep. Lopez.
Thank you, Chair McFarland. We just thought we were along for the ride. Hi, everyone. My name is Vicky Lopez, and I have the privilege of serving the citizens of District 113, which represents the really urban core of Miami-Dade County. So I have the northern part, which is called Edgewater, downtown Miami, Brickell, the roads. I have two cities, the city of Miami and the village of Key Biscayne. And it would be a huge understatement to say that transportation isn't a huge problem, especially in the urban core where we have incredible density and no public transportation to say. And I did talk to a transportation expert who said to me when I said, what is the plan? Because it takes me 40 minutes to go 1 mile on Brickell on any given day at any hour. And he said, Representative, you're going to have to tell your folks to get out of their cars. And I said, that's not the plan. That's certainly not the plan. But I suspect this committee will have a plan, right, that will help us. It certainly in my district and in all the other districts that we've heard here today that are suffering. I also have the Port of Miami in my district, which has really been an economic driver during the pandemic. The supply chain issue was worsened because we didn't really have the right infrastructure in place. So I'm hopeful that this committee as well will address some of the needs of the port, clearly on my end and in Jacksonville as well. And so I'm just very excited to be here with my colleagues. I do believe the future is here, and I'm excited to serve with you all. So thank you.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Gervonta Edmonds. Please feel free to call me Tay. I am honored to serve Palm Beach County, which includes West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, and Royal Palm Beach. Right now, we have a huge density issue in our county. Essentially, we're trying to build up as much as possible, but most people can't even afford to live in our county, so a lot of them are moving north to Port St. Lucie or they're trying to move out west. All we have in our county is the Palmtran and the Brightline, so we're really trying to find effective ways to move east and west. So I'm honored to be a part of this committee and find different solutions for my residents. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. I apologize for skipping over you. as you go back home, please take all constituent concerns about potholes, traffic signals, congestion issues, sidewalk, cracks. You own it all. But here's what we're going to do this session. We're going to big think. We'll look long-term at how we invest and plan for our infrastructure to support this growth that we're all seeing. It's fantastic that we have Representative Andrade on the committee with us because he is our appropriator subcommittee chair, which is a great counter. We'll do the policy. He'll fund our dreams. So that's a great marriage that we have between policy and funding. And our remit is huge. We will look at everything on air, on land, and sea. So not my Marine Corps brother. And we'll lay the groundwork this session with a lot of testimony and discussion and the thinking. Some of that will come into fruition this session. Some will take a little bit longer, and we'll see next session. But as Chair Payne alluded to, we are a session of big think, or we are a subcommittee of big think and big do, and it's on us to do so. Bring all of your ideas, all of your questions, all of your visions to the table. There are no sacred cows. We're going to look at everything. We're going to look at electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, railroads, bikes, aircraft, how smart technology can make ease our journey, how we can get people and freight safely and quickly to where they need to go. And we'll look at a process level. Do we have the right people and plans and funding in place to be thinking to 2045? I don't know the answer to anything. There are no preconceived notions. There's no policy agenda that we come to the table with, which is really unique. It's really exciting. It can be challenging to think so big, but I believe in all of you, and I know that our 180,000 constituents back home believe in us too. We're going to plan over this session, our 60-day legislative session for 25 years in the future. It's really difficult in a 60-day legislative session, but we're up to the challenge. Our constituents believe in us, and the state's future is owed that amount of work from us, so thank you all. Members, this concludes our first meeting. See no further business before the committee. Representative Escamani moves we rise. Without objection, this committee is adjourned.